This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia's defense ministry said on Thursday its offensive in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region was continuing successfully. It said in its daily briefing, 70 Ukrainian personnel have been killed as a result of air and artillery strikes. Reuters could not independently verify that. In addition, the TASS news agency reports Russian-installed authorities in the Donetsk region said the western part of Soledar was under the full control of Russian forces. Ukraine denies they control the small salt mining town where fierce battles rage. The Palestinian Health Ministry said early Thursday the Israeli military shot and killed a Palestinian man during a raid in the occupied West Bank, the latest bloodshed in months of violence between Israelis and Palestinians. This as people gathered in a refugee camp to mourn the death of a man shot and killed during a pre-dawn Israeli military incursion into the camp Wednesday, the Palestinian Health Ministry said. Scores of mainland Chinese travelers are rushing to Hong Kong to receive mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, which are not available on the Chinese mainland, as the country grapples with a torrent of infections which have overwhelmed its health system. A private hospital in the special Chinese administrative region of Hong Kong welcomed the first batch of mainland customers on Thursday, just 5 days after China reopened its borders for the first time in 3 years, allowing quarantine-free travel. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization said Wednesday it is calling on China to provide more information about its surge in COVID-19 cases. The WHO Emergencies Director told reporters the Global Health Agency still believes that deaths are heavily underreported from China. This is VOA News. A source tells the Associated Press that U.S. President Joe Biden's legal team has found more classified documents in a location linked to the president. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A person familiar with the matter says they were found in a second location, separate from the small number of classified documents a lawyer for the president says were found at Biden's former Washington office space. The revelation comes after White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre dodged questions about the president's handling of classified information, noting his lawyers immediately notified the National Archives about the first batch.
They did the right thing.
But she repeatedly refused to answer other questions, including whether there were more classified documents at other locations, pointing to an ongoing Justice Department review.
And so I'm just not going to speak to this from here.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
14 Malian soldiers were killed and 11 wounded on Tuesday in two separate attacks in central Mali after their vehicle struck explosive devices, the army said Wednesday. VOA's Annie Reisenberg reports.
The attacks were in central Mali, a region that has seen increasing violence in recent years from Islamist militants. The army statement says Mali's airborne special forces engaged what it called terrorists, killing 31 of them, including 14 as they were burying their dead. No group immediately claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attacks. Mali has been battling an Islamist insurgency since 2012, which started in the north of the country before spreading. The militants took control of northern Mali in 2012 until the French army intervened in 2013 to drive them out. French President Emmanuel Macron announced last year that French troops would withdraw from Mali after months of tensions between Paris and Bamako. France deplored Mali's military government working with Russian Wagner mercenaries, who have been accused of committing atrocities in the Central African Republic, Libya, Mali, Syria, and Ukraine. Annie Reisenberg for VOA News, Bamako, Mali.
Police pressed ahead Thursday with the clearance of a condemned village in western Germany, where activists are vowing to hold out against its demolition to make way for the expansion of a coal mine. Footage captured by the Associated Press on Thursday showed protesters being carried out of buildings by police officers while other demonstrators were scrambling on rooftops and lighting flares. Australia's Victoria state government said on Thursday it has ruled out holding a state funeral or memorial for Cardinal George Pell. The official told reporters in Melbourne that an official ceremony would be distressing for victims of child sexual abuse. Pell was the leading Roman Catholic conservative and former top Vatican official acquitted of child abuse sex accusations in 2020. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.